This podcast was specifically created for Distress and Crisis Ontario organizations and their volunteer responders to provide training and educational assistance on a variety of topics. As information evolves and changes, these podcasts are meant to offer ongoing support with the goal of updating them on an ongoing basis. We thank the volunteer responders and the contributors to this podcast. Please visit our website, dcontario.org, for more information and how to access free mental health services. Thank you.
My name is Brenda, and I'll be your host for this week's episode. I am currently a BSW student completing my placement at Distress and Crisis Ontario. In this week's episode on gratitude, I'll be interviewing Zamina. She is an administrative assistant at the Delton Glebe Counseling Center. Stay tuned to hear how gratitude has had a powerful impact in her life. Enjoy! Hi, Zamina. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to do this podcast interview with me. So before we start, can you please tell us a little bit about yourself?
Okay, what can I say? I'm from Colombia. I moved to Canada 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. And yeah, basically. Yeah. I don't have much to say.
Okay. Can you tell me a little bit more about the work that you do at the Glebe?
Yeah, I'm like an administrative assistant.
Okay.
So I work with, like taking the phone call, like organizing schedules. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's basically like a secretary job.
Nice. And so for today's discussion, we'll be talking about gratitude. Can you please tell me what your definition of gratitude is?
I think that gratitude is like the ability that you have to be thankful and to show appreciation for what people do.
Mm-hmm. And also, what do you think the benefits of gratitude is?
Well, I think that first, it helps for like to open relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good to... for your mental health, I feel that you feel like kind of free or kind of like better when you are have gratitude in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And so since you moved from Colombia to here, have you used like gratitude to be able to form relationships while you've been here? Has it been easy for you? Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, actually, it has been amazing to see how people here help us.
Mm-hmm.
And has like that empathy with us, thinking that, for example, my mom doesn't speak English. Mm-hmm. And when she's alone in a grocery store or something, people try to help her.
Mm-hmm.
And people with us is like when they know that we are not from here, that we just moved, so they try really hard to make us feel like welcome.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we are really thankful for that because it's hard to move from another country to this one especially because it's too different from mine. Mine, even the weather is different.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really nice to get people here that they are so helpful with us.
That's good to hear that you get help around the community. And how can we cultivate gratitude in our lives? How can we cultivate gratitude in our lives?
I don't understand you.
How can we practice it in our life?
Oh, okay. So I think that the first is like to be thankful for what you have, no matter mm-hmm. what.
Yeah.
And to say it out loud mm-hmm. every day, I have find that that is a really strong, like, force
mm-hmm.
that makes you to attract more good things to your life.
Mm-hmm.
and to just be super empathetic and kind with everyone around you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are all really great points, because what you give out is what you will get back in return. And that will also help you to build really solid and healthy relationships with others.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so how do you think gratitude helps during these times of COVID?
Well, I think that, I mean, these times are crazy times, mm-hmm. and some people take it with more stress than other people, or get more anxiety than other people, or, I mean, not all of us take it at the same time, at the same way.
Mm-hmm.
So if you show again kindness, and if you are there to help, or like just to say hello to someone in the street or something like that, mm-hmm. that give to the other people like kind of hope.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, keep strong to go through all this COVID-19 mm-hmm. situation.
Yeah, I like how you mentioned hope, because going through this whole pandemic, it can feel so hopeless, because we don't know when it's ever going to end, and people are losing their jobs, people aren't able to see each other as they've been able to in the past. So yeah, that sense of hope is gone, but being able to practice gratitude, it helps to restore that hope, like you've said.
Yes, that's true.
Mm-hmm. And I know you mentioned how you experience gratitude when people help you out when you're out and about, or like with your mom. But do you have any other stories about how gratitude has impacted your life, or do you have an experience with gratitude that you want to share?
Well, yes, my father was in the hospital last year, mm-hmm. in the Grand River Hospital, and again, he didn't speak English, so we were really scared about him staying there alone
mm-hmm.
at night, because we were not allowed to stay with him.
Okay.
And all the, you know, like the medical team and the nurses and everyone in the floor that he was mm-hmm. were just amazing with him. They tried really hard. They were like translating in the phone
mm-hmm.
or writing in a board, things like that, calling us all the time until actually the moment that he passed away.
Okay.
They were just amazing. We are so thankful with the Grand River Hospital medical team that was with my father through all his like hard moments. It mm-hmm. was amazing.
Awesome. Sorry to hear that about your father, but I'm glad to hear that the staff were really helpful to you and your family.
Yes, thank
mm-hmm.
you.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, it's everything that I wanted to say.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing your perspective on gratitude with me.
Thank you so much for calling me.
You're welcome. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, you too. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Damien, one of the editors of the DCO Learning Forms podcast. Over the past year, we've been busy converting our Learning Forums series of videos into podcasts and thinking of new ways to continue delivering new and more in-depth content. We've seen the demand, and we're announcing our move to Pinecast and our new tip jar function. Please consider going to tips.pinecast.com/jar/distress and crisis Ontario and donating. And in return, we'll be recording new follow-up episodes on some of our most popular topics. These will be accessible for tippers only, and will help pay for travel, web hosting, etc. For the interim, you'll still be able to access existing content on both the Pinecast and Fireside feeds for free, but eventually we'll be making the switch to Pinecast. Thank you for your understanding.